Basketball superstars come and go, but the Harlem Globetrotters endure. The highlight of commentator Frank DeFord's athletic career came years ago when he played against the Globetrotters in Bologna, Italy. DeFord, a member of the New York Nationals, scored 8 points that day. He says this is an appropriate time to remember the Globetrotters' place in history.
Ah, March Madness, the 63rd NCAA championship, and the NBA is battling in its 55th season. So what? The Harlem Globetrotters are celebrating their 75th, their diamond anniversary. They've played in 115 countries, and they're even enjoying something of a revival as they continue to amuse the children of the world, even if, once clowns, once champions, long an institution, the Globies are perhaps more now just a reflex. Already, as you heard this, you probably said, the Harlem Globetrotters? You mean they're still around? But the memory brings forth a smile, doesn't it? Nothing in sport ever used comedy so well as the Globies. Once, too, they were even the best team in the world. As late as 1948, they beat George Mikan and his NBA champion Minneapolis Lakers. And even for years after that, the Globetrotters were the most important basketball team, more or less keeping the NBA in business by playing the opener on doubleheader bills, providing virtually the league's only sellouts. In gratitude to Abe Saperstein, the little white man who founded the Globetrotters, the NBA held off signing black players. Still, even after the NBA color line was broken finally in 1950 and the best blacks could play legitimately, the reputation of the Globetrotters managed to survive their diminished skill. Even into the 1970s, in many parts of planet Earth, people still believed that they were the best team in the world. Globetrotting was already changing, though, becoming quotidian. Jet planes, satellite television. But once upon a time, the Globies really had been ambassadors, taking a friendly face of America to the world. They had a ball. Wilt Chamberlain always said that by far the happiest year of his basketball life was the one he played with the Globies. The players had their own language. Black people were known as rocks, white people as you-alls. Comedy bits were called reams. There were three positions. The showman, most famously Goose Tatum or Meadowlark Lemon, playing with their back to the basket. The floorman, like Marcus Haynes or Curly Neal, dribbling out front. And the corner man, who finished a lot of the reams with a dunk. The name corner man, of course, was appropriated by conventional basketball, but nobody ever had a corner man like Jumpin' Jackie Jackson, the sport's first great leaper. In time, of course, the Globetrotters were put down as feckless Uncle Toms, a charge they still must sometimes endure, even though the team is owned now by an African-American, Manny Jackson, who himself once played for the team. The Globies don't think of themselves as racial, though. Their reams are just meant to be family entertainment. And as you watch them come out on the floor now in those wonderfully garish uniforms of blue and red and white and yellow, and take their position at center court and flip that ball around as Brother Bones sings Sweet Georgia Brown, you're laughing again, aren't you? And never mind whether you are a rock or a you-all.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.